7:39, News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. 74 now, 88, 89, something like that. At least 85 later on in the day. That's the way it works pretty much every day these days. And that's okay. It's not 100, right? Take it. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Joins us every Thursday. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, one of the things I want to talk with you about is we kind of periodically have these stories about the catalytic converter thefts and, you know, the challenge of preventing that. If you've got a car that's outside, it's very hard to protect it. And, of course, the challenge of finding the people who are doing it. But you did have some success in this regard recently, right?
Yeah, we did. You know, that's something that's happened several times. And a lot of times, Andrew, this is these crimes are committed by people that are passing through. They're from out of state. And this guy was from Texas, and those crimes are very hard to solve, but our investigators got on that and was able to make an arrest of a Texas man for doing that. Most of these converters were stolen from downtown parking garages.
So, did he come here for this reason, or, like, that seems like an extremely difficult thing to figure out?
Well, I don't know what they've... I'm not privy to the information they got from interviewing him, but okay. I can tell you that what they do, they'll come through on the interstate in different cities, not just Pensacola, jump off the interstate and go commit these thefts and get right back on the interstate and go to another city and do the same thing.
Wow. So this is very reminiscent of the teenagers, the gangs that go around and try all the car doors. They're not doing it in their own backyard. They're finding a subdivision somewhere, a nicer subdivision somewhere, and they're going and doing it there. But this is on a little bit bigger scale of people using the interstate to go community to community and hope they don't get caught. Is that what it sounds like to me?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And that's why we urge people, if you see somebody walking around at night and, you know, to call us and let us check them out, because it takes less than a minute to take that catalytic converter off the vehicle, and that's something very, very expensive to replace.
Hmm. And especially if they're from another location, even if you've got video, if you don't have a license plate or one that's accurate, you know, turning that into an actionable lead that can lead to a person that sounds pretty challenging. We also had a drive-by shooting last week on Thursday on G Street. Is that right?
Yeah, it was. It was in the afternoon over near, it wasn't at Ethics Court, it was across from it. So just to give you a general area where it was on G Street, a sedan drove by and several shots were fired from that vehicle. They struck two teenagers, young teenagers. I believe one was 13 and the other one was 15. And the only good news about this is that they're going to be okay. The wounds were not life-threatening, but we're still looking into that. And we're always appreciate any help we can get from the public through the Crime Stoppers number to remain anonymous, because a lot of times one shooting breeds another one. We certainly don't want to see that. We just want the information to get these people off the street.
And just in case somebody is for the first time hearing about Crime Stoppers, it's important to note that you can get paid by giving anonymous tips to Crime Stoppers, and it's so vigilant about protecting your anonymity that if you accidentally tell them who you are, you're no longer eligible. It has to be anonymous, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We had one very, very famous case years ago. It happened in the county, and that's what happened. The person let us know who they were. We could not make the payout. It got lots of bad press. But, you know, Crime Stoppers has been around since the 70s, and nobody, not one single person, has ever been outed. And we've got to be very careful and make sure it stays that way to take care of the integrity of that program.
Absolutely. We also had some pretty good news, cool news, amazing news. A guy that we interviewed on the show last year when he did it, Officer Giorgio, wound up getting honored with the president, well, not the president, but the Medal of Valor by the president this week at the White House, right?
Yeah, how cool was that? You know, to see Officer Giorgio up there in our uniform for a few minutes with the President of the United States was something that's never happened at the police department. You know, we've got 11 officers that have received the Gold Medal of Valor, but he's the only one that's made it to the White House. And that sure was something special to watch, and we're very, very proud of him.
Yeah, I just seeing him stand there, in front of the president and get that medal and seeing, like you said, I'm like, that's a PPD patch. That's a PPD uniform. That's our guy. That's pretty amazing. And it's an amazing story, of course, as well. How's the young officer handling his celebrity?
He's doing well. We've been pretty busy since he's been back with interviews, scheduling interviews, and I was with him when he did a couple. And you know, his face lights up. He's one of our best officers. He's very humble, and you know, he's constantly saying, you know, hey, I wasn't the only one there. I had a lot of help out there on the beach that day. But the fact is that he saved three lives. And he needs to be recognized for it, and he was. And, you know, just like the officers do that every day, it's just unfortunate that you don't hear all the good stories through the media, but you certainly hear the bad ones. But officers of the Pensacola Police Department, law enforcement in general, do that sort of thing every day.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And that was one of the things that the mayor made a note of in his press conference on Monday, is we have lots of people who do lots of amazing things like this. Obviously, this is particularly amazing, but lots of people who would be willing to do something like this, even in their off hours when they're at, you know, Johnson Beach with their mom on Mother's Day, you know, and about ready to leave. It's amazing. And that he was the guy who rescued the puppy from the first big Facebook post for the Pensacola Police Department. He's an SRO now. I mean, just all of it. It's a great story. Hey, last thing we always like to end with is some kind of a cop myth. Do you have one for me this week?
I do, and it was from a TV show where a person was being charged or threatened to be charged by an officer for not speaking with the officer about a crime that he may or may not know about. They were going to charge that person with obstruction of justice, and that cannot happen, does not happen. There's a little issue there called the Fifth Amendment. You do not have to talk to the police if you don't want to. But there is the obstruction of justice charge does exist, and if you do talk to us and you lie to the police or you damage or destroy evidence or some other way you try to alter an investigation, then that charge is real and it certainly can be put on you. But again, you have the right to remain silent. You don't have to speak with us. And the obstruction of justice charge just won't work in that situation in the real world.
The only exception to that, you correct me if I'm wrong, would be a case of mandatory reporting, like with child crimes if you're a teacher or something like that. But for normal, ordinary crime, run-of-the-mill crime, there's no obligation to communicate with the police. As long as you don't lie to the police, you're good. Do I basically have that right?
Yeah, that's right. This was a misdemeanor crime on a TV show that I'm speaking of. But yeah, if it's something that you must report, that's totally different.
Right.
And you know, and felonies and things like that you know about, yeah, that's totally different.
Very good. Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time. Thank you for the service. Pass on to everybody you meet in PPD that, you know, we appreciate what they do. Certainly know I do as well. We'll talk to you again next week, sir.
Thank you.